Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by David Lasky in honor of Brian Sober. We thank David very much for the sponsorship. We left off on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We were in the middle of a discussion about the Isser Hana'a of Chametz, and that led us into a discussion about Isser Hana'a in general. Anytime we have an Isser of Lo Yechel, Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, does it always include an Isser Hana'a as well? So we had a fundamental machlokas in yesterday's daf between Rabbi Avo and Chizkia. Rabbi Avo held that any Isser that's expressed with a lashon of achila, whether it's lo yeachel, lo socha, lo yochal, lo sochlu, any of them, they all include an isser hana'a as well. Any of those lashonos include an isser hana'a. Chizkia, however, held no. Only the term lo yeachel includes an isser hana'a. All the other forms of saying an isser achila do not include an isser hana'a. So our entire daf is going to be a continuation of that discussion. We're going to figure out how Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would each derive Rabbi Avo's rule of all Isurei Achila being included in Isurei Hana'a from Pesukim in the Torah, and much of today's daf and much of tomorrow's daf is going to be dedicated to bringing examples of the term Achila used in Pesukim where we know that there is no Isurei Hana'a, where it's only an Isurei Achila. We're going to have three examples in today's daf where we have Lashonos of Achila other than Lo Yeachel that mean an Isurei Achila and not an Isurei Hana'a, and therefore those are only going to be a kasha on Rabbi Avo, not on Chizkia, because Chizkia will say, yeah, it doesn't say lo yachel, that's why it's only in Isra Achila, not in Isra Na. But there are going to be three kashas on Rabbi Avo, and then we're going to have another two examples where it is a term of lo yachel, and still it seems to be only in Isra Achila, not in Isra Na, and therefore that's going to be a kasha on both Rabbi Avo and Chizkia. And then we have another five examples in tomorrow's daf. So we're going to take a tour through Tanakh, pretty much through Torah, through all the various Yisurim in the Torah, all the various Yisurei Achila, to see if all of them really have an Isra Hana'a. We're going to bring many, many, many Yisurei Achila that do not have an Isra Hana'a. So we left off in the middle of the discussion. Machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, when the Torah tells us about nevela that you should do one of two things with the nevela, you should either give it to a ger toshav or sell it to a guy. So we had a machlokas Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Does it mean dafka those things? Can you give it to the guy, sell it to a ger toshav, or is it dafka in that way? So at the end we said that we understand very well according to Rav Meir, who holds that you can do whatever you want with it. You can give it to a guy or sell it to a guy, give it to the ger toshav or sell it to the ger toshav. So from the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell me to do this with nevela, that I'm allowed to get any sort of hana'a from nevela, the implication is that everywhere else in the Torah, you're not allowed to get hana'a out of nevela. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah is specifically telling me that we prefer giving to the ger toshav, who you have a chiv to support, rather than selling it to a guy, well then the Torah is not being matir the nevela b'hana. Over here the Torah is telling me a more nuanced din about what kind of hana I should get from the nevela. So you can't use this as a source to tell me that generally Yisuri Achila Rasa b'hana. The Torah's point is not to say that nevela is mutter b'hana and therefore it's an exception to the rule. It's telling me how to get hana from nevela. So what would then be the source to tell me that all other Yisuri Achila in the Torah are Asr Bahana, it can't be from Nevela. So we left off at the very end of the page on the bottom line, Chafal from Beis, Nafkale Milakelev Tashlichanoso. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would say that the general Isser Hana'a that we have from Isurei Achila is derived from the words Lakelev Tashlichanoso, that it says that you should throw it to a dog. Pasuk says that Basar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu, you can't eat Trefa. What do you do with Trefa? Lakelev. And we darshan oso atamash lechelav. Why does it say lechelav tashlichan oso? To tell me, yes, that this, a trefa, you can give to a dog, but viatamash lechelav kol isurin shabbat Torah. But all other isurei achil in the Torah, you're not even allowed to throw to a dog. Why not? Because all other isurei achil in the Torah are asr bahana as well. That's how Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan isurei hana from all other isurei achil in the Torah. Now Rashi points out about this idea, oso ata mashlich lekelev, that it's only by treifa that you're allowed to be mashlich lekelev, Rashi says it has to tell us that there's a mitzvah to give treifa to a kelev, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekaper schar kol bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that every creature is duly rewarded for whatever it does, so it gets schar because shlochartzu haklav mes lashonam al bnei Yisrael b'yitziyasim yimitzrayim l'chol bnei Yisrael l'yecharetz kelev lashonam, that the dog didn't even wag its tongue at bnei Yisrael when we were leaving Mitzrayim. So for this, the schar that the dog gets for not frightening bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim is that when we have treifa that we can't eat anyway, we give it to the dog. So Tosafot Rashi says it sounds like, according to Rashi, that there's a mitzvah to give the treifa to a kelev, that it's not stam, that it's mutter to give treifa to a kelev, but that we're doing God's will of giving the treifa to a kelev, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could properly reward the kelev. So if that were the case, l'chora it should be usher to sell it to a guy, right? If it's dafka to give to the dog, because you want to reward the dog, so I asked the Tosafot Rashi, so why is it mutter to sell to a guy? So Sfasemis explains that even according to Rashi, it's not a mitzvah to be mashlich lekelev. We don't find any posek there or any of the monia mitzvos that count that there's a dafka, a mitzvah to give it to a dog. It's meisim b'chol yom, we sell to goyim as well. And what Rashi means to say is that had it not said oso, then there would have been makom lefarish that the pasuk is telling me that there's a mitzvah lahashlich lekelev. But once it says oso, so then the pasuk is teaching me something else. The pasuk is teaching me that it's mutar ba'anah. It's not teaching me a din dafka to give to the guy. It's teaching me that it's mutar ba'anah, whereas all other isurei achila are going to be asur ba'anah. Great. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows that all isurei achila are asur ba'anah. But Rabbi Meir already used the pasuk by nevela to tell me that all other Surah Achila are Asr Ba'na. So what's Rav Meir going to do with the extra word Oso in this Pasuk? For Rav Meir, Oso Atamashlech Lekelev, V'yatamashlech Lekelev, Chulin Shenishchudu Ba'azara. Rav Meir is going to have a much more specific drasha from the word Oso, that you're allowed to get Anah by feeding to the dog the Treifa, but not Chulin Shenishchudu Ba'azara. If you take a non-consecrated animal and you shecht it in the Azara, it's just Chulin, it's not a Karban, so that's a violation of Chulin Shnish Chul Ba'azar. That meat cannot even be fed to a kelev. So where's Rabbi Yehuda going to know that you can't give to a kelev Chulin Shnish Chul Ba'azar? V'ida Chulin Shnish Chul Ba'azar lav do raisa hi. Rabbi Yehuda would say that Chulin Shnish Chul Ba'azar is not a din do raisa, that the Isser Hana, the fact that you're not allowed to give Chulin Shnish Chul Ba'azar to a dog, is not a din do raisa. Now the phrase the Gemara uses, Chulin Shnish Chul Ba'azar lav do raisa hi, makes it sound like the whole din is not a din d'oraisa. Now, when we talk about chulin shnish chul ba'azara, we're talking about three different isurim. We're talking about the isur of actually shechting chulin ba'azara. We talk about what to the isur to eat chulin that was shechted ba'azara. And then there's also the isur of hana'a of chulin that's shechted in the azara. So the isur to actually shecht chulin ba'azara is vaday din d'oraisa. The isur to get hana'a from chulin shnish chul ba'azara is clearly the subject of our Gemara. And Rabbi Yehuda saying that he holds that that's not d'oraisa. What about the issur to eat chulin shenish? I'm sorry. The issur to eat chulin shenish chul ba'azara is clearly right. The issur hana is clearly according to Rabbi Yehuda not d'oraisa. What would Rabbi Yehuda say about the issur to eat chulin shenish chul ba'azara? So Rashi over here says that the Gemara just means to say that according to this shita, the issur hana of chulin shenish chul ba'azara is not d'oraisa, but the implication is the issur achila of chulin shenish chul ba'azara would be min haTorah. That is not agreed upon by all Rishonim. There are Tosos and Tosar Rashba and the Tosar Rash. All the various Balei Tosos hold that according to this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, not only is there no Isser Hana of Chulin Shnish Chul Ba'azara, there's no Isser Achila either of Chulin Shnish Chul Ba'azara. Tosos says a Raya against Rashi, that it's got to be that there's no Isser Achila. Tosos asked from a Gemara in Nazir on Daf Chav Test. The Gemara in Nazir asks, according to the Shitos, that a Katan can become a Nazir, nazir in order to be mechanichim in mitzvos, that a katan can accept upon himself nazirus because he brings a car. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, but nazir isn't stam being a nazir. It's not stam not drinking wine, which is very easy. Katan won't drink wine. He won't get a haircut for 30 days. Not the end of you send the kid to camp. Hopefully he's not drinking wine. Hopefully he's not getting a haircut for 30 days while he's there. So that's no problem, right? It's not being mitami lemeis, hopefully. So it should be fine, right? No, that's not all nazirus is about. Nazirus is also about, primarily about, the karban at the end of nazirus. Right? Most of Masechus Nazirus, kachim in yanim, it's all about the karban at the end of the nazirus. So it's going to be chulun bazara. Meaning, what are you going to do? You're going to allow the kid to be a nazir, to be mechanichim in mitzvahs, din d'rabanan. But on the daraisa level, the karban that he brings is going to be chulun bazara, asks the Gemara in nazir. So the Gemara in nazir is metarates that if you hold that you can be mechanich a katan to be a nazir, you must hold chulun shushul bazar is not min haTorah. But if you say like Rashi, that even the sheet that holds chulun shushul bazar is not min haTorah, just means the Isra Hana'a is not min haTorah, but the Isra Achila is min haTorah. So it sounds from the Gemara over there that the karban that the katan is going to bring is going to be eaten as well. It's not just that that you're going to get Hana'a from it, that it's going to be eaten as well. So how could you eat it? That's still min haTorah. So that's the Kasha Tosas asks on Rashi. So in the Masifta, he quotes a Sefer Zeh Yitzchak, the Shalosh Shuvah Zecher Yitzchak had a very nice teretz. He suggests as follows. According to Rashi, the yisod of the machlokas, whether the chulun shnishul bazara is asur min haTorah or not, is whether the isra of chulun, why is chulun bazara a problem? What's the isra based on? Is it because of the kedushas hazara, that the Azara is so kadosh that it has the ability to be mekadesh the chulin and therefore to aser the chulin shnishul bazara like kachim psulim? It's kachim, but it's not. It doesn't have any shame karban, so it's like kachim psulim, and that's why it's aser. Or maybe no. Maybe it's because of the shchita ba'azara. There's a psul that this shchita is not a shchita that's matir the behema ba'achila. If you say that the Yisr min haTorah, the Yisr of the Yisr is, if you say that Chulun Shnishul Bazara is Asr min haTorah, so the Yisr is because of the Kedusha Sazara, and therefore the Shechita in this place will Asr the Behema even Bahana. But if Yod Chulun Shnishul Bazara is not Asr min haTorah, so the Gedr of the Yisr Achila that it has min haTorah is because there's a Psul in the Shechita that was done in the Azara. Such a Shechita is not going to be Matir the Behema Ba'achila. So he says, based on this, there's a big nafkamina between the two deos. What if you have Malika of Chulun Bazara? By a bird, you don't do Shechita. By a bird, you do Malika. They cut it from the back of the neck. Now, if you were to do Malika outside of the context of kachim, makes the animal an avela. That's not a kashrus shchita. So what do you do malika bazara? If the isra is because of the kedusha of the azara, so the kedusha azara should aser by malika as well. But if the isra is because of shchita, so then maybe you could say that we don't find that by malika. We only find it by shchita. We don't find that the shchita is going to be pasul on chulun bazara except for by shchita. By malika, you don't find that it's a malika that's not going to be matir. So based on that, it says the zara. Zecher Yitzchak, we can answer Tosas Kasha. The Gemara in Nazir says that the katan is you're being mechanic for katan as a nazir only works if Yod Chulun Shnishul Bazara is not min haTorah. Was talking about a nazir katan that became tame that brings an oath for his tahara, and therefore the Gemara says, since this carbon is only nimlak bazara, it's the oaf that he's bringing. It's a bird. So according to that shita, there's no malika of there's no israchila even on a malika. So even though generally speaking, chulun shnishul bazara involves an israchila, it's just not an isra hana'a. But when it comes to malika, it won't even be an isra achila because the whole basis of the isser is an isra of is a psul shchita, which you don't have by the isra malika. So that was his var to be metaretz for Rashi. Either way, it's a strong kasha on Rashi. So says the Gemara. Now we're going to start giving examples. Do you really mean to tell me that every time the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, it means you're not allowed to get hana from something? So again, we're going to have five examples in today's daf where we find the isra achila that you are allowed to get hana from, and then another five examples. in tomorrow's daf. So now we begin our list. Example number one: Masav Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha v'arei Gira Nasha. The Rachman Amar Al Kein Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael is Gira Nasha. But what about the issue of Gira Nasha? The Torah says that Bnei Yisrael Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael is Gira Nasha. We're not allowed to eat Gira Nasha. Utnan. And yet, when we learn in the Mishnah, when it comes to Hana'a from Gira Nasha, the Mishnah says Shaleich Adam Yerech Lenachri v'Gira Nasha B'Tochem Bnei Shem Mekom Niker. You can go and send the Gira Nasha to a guy, the whole thigh of the animal, including the Gira Nasha, to a guy, because Mekom Niker, everyone recognizes the spot of the Gira Nasha, so we're not concerned that a Jew is going to see that you gave this to a guy and think that it's a kosher piece of meat. It's very clearly discernible and recognizable, but the bottom line is you're getting Hana by giving it to the guy. So it says Gemara, Kesav Rabbi Avo, Kishuhutru Nevela, He V'chelba V'gida Hutra. So one second, this kasha that it's mutar bar hanah is only kasha on Rabbi Avo. Chizkiya would say, yeah, of course it's mutar bar hanah. It doesn't say lo yeachel. It says lo yochlu. Only when it says lo yeachel, it means nisra hanah. So this kasha is only kasha on Rabbi Avo, who thinks any lashon achila automatically means an isra hanah as well. So Gemara says, okay, so Rabbi Avo holds when kishahutra nevela, when the Torah matirs us to get hanah from nevela, when it says l'kel tashlichna so. When the Torah says that what was by Nevela, when the pasuk says the when the Torah tells me that you're allowed to get hana from Nevela, it means to tell me not only you're allowed to get hana from the basar of the Nevela, but the chalev of the Nevela, the gid of the Nevela, it's all included in the hetrana of the Nevela. What are you giving to the guy? You're giving him Nevela. So when the Mishnah says you give the guy with the gid, that's all in Isser Nevela. The Torah allows you to get Hana from all of those things. So says the Gemara, Hani Chlamad Yamar Yesh Begidim Rel Sein Tam. That works very well if you hold Yesh Begidim Rel Sein Tam, that the Gid Anasha is considered like Basar because it has flavor to it. El Lamad Yamar Ein Begidim Rel Sein Tam. But if you hold the Gid Anasha is just a vein that has no flavor, it has no taste to it, so Mayik Lamemar, then how can you say that it's included in the Heter Hana of Nevela? The Isser of Basar Nevela is on Basar. It's on something that has taste to it, so that wouldn't include the gid. So says Gemara, Man Shamalei Damarin Begidim Nosin Tam, Rabbi Shimon. Well, who are we asking on? We're asking on the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says that a gid anasha doesn't have any time. Tanya Ochel Megid Anasha Shal Behema Tumeya. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayv Shtayim. Rabbi Shimon Poter. If you eat a gid anasha of a non-kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda says you chayv Shtayim, and Rabbi Shimon says you're Poter. Why does Rabbi Shimon say you're Poter? You're Poter completely. It's not even a violation of Behema Tumeya because Ein begidim lo sin tam. So behema tameya, non-kosher animal, it's also to eat the basar of behema tameya. So there's no isser of eating the gid. The gid doesn't have any tam. Why isn't it at least a violation of eating gid anasha? Because when the Torah tells me you're not allowed to eat the gid, that's only talking about an animal where the basar is mutter. So on an animal that the basar you're allowed to eat, the gid you're not allowed to eat. But on an animal that you're not allowed to eat anything anyway, the gid is not. It was never assered. So you could eat the gid anasha of a non. Ironically, you can eat the gid anasha of a non-kosher animal. A kosher animal you can't, but a non-kosher animal you can, according to Rabbi Shimon, or at least potter. It would still be us, but potter. So bottom line is Rabbi Shimon. So the whole shita that we're asking on that ain't beginning no Saint Tam, and therefore it would not be included in the hetrana of Nevela, so therefore we're still stuck with the kasha. How come the gid anasha, you're allowed to give the gid anasha to a guy, it should be asr bahana, because the pasuk says lo yochlu. Rabbi Shimon hachinami da asr bahana. Rabbi Shimon would disagree with that mishnah that says you're allowed to give it to a guy. He would say gid anasha is taka asr bahana. Titani gid anasha mutar bahana div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon also. Rabbi Shimon says explicitly that a gid anasha is asr bahana. Now this machlokas yesh begidim. One of the yisodos of learning is that we always try to avoid any machlokas and metzias. Because of machlokas in the Rashi writes in Maseches Ksuvos, that whenever you have a machlokas in halacha, almost always we could say, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Machlokas in Tanoim, in Amoraim, in Rishonim, that they're both right. From a Torah perspective, they're both right. La halacha, we're going to paskin only like one and not the other, but they're both part of Torah. When you learn Shitas Peshamai, it's not Bittul Torah. Shitas Peshamai is also Torah, because it's also correct on a certain level. But says Rashi, when they argue in the Metzius, Rashi specifically talks about in Maseches Ksuvos, I think around Daf Nun Vav or so, when they talk about, let's say, what did an earlier Tana say? Did the Rebbe say that it was Mutter or Asr? And two Talmidim argue what the Rebbe said. So then Rashi says, you can't say Elav Elav Divrei Elokim Chayim. because one of them is right, one of them is wrong. It's not a machlokes and halacha, machlokes and metzius. You can't say level de rilkim chaim. So in general, whenever we have machlokes, and we always try to avoid a machlokes and metzius. We always try to make it that it's not. Now it's possible that there is a machlokes and metzius, but if it was avoidable, we assume Chazal would not have been lazy and they would have figured out to find out the metzius and to avoid it if the metzius was something that they could find out. Now, is there any way in the world to find out whether a gira nasha has tam? So Pashto says, yeah, why not? Have a guy taste it, and the guy will tell you if it has any tam or not. So what's going on over here? What is this machlokas about? So the Rashba writes Maseches Chulin that you can't say that the machlokas is whether the gira has tam, because you could be mivar that by asking, by giving a guy and asking for that tam. So he says everyone agrees the gid itself does not have any tam. The machlokas is what's included in the isra of gid anasha. How many of the surrounding little veins and little blood vessels or little areas around the gid anasha are included in the isra? Some of those things near the gid anasha definitely do have tam, and that's the machlokas. The machlokas is la halacha. Is it only the primary gid which doesn't have tam and therefore ain't begidin rosin tam, or does it also include some of the other blood vessels that are near the gid that may, or some of the other muscles that are near the gid that maybe do have tam, are they included in the issue? That's how the Rashba understands. Rashba has a second possibility. He says maybe they're arguing if there's tam in the gid itself. Can't you just give it to a guy? He says maybe the tam is such a tam kolosh, it's such a weak tam that we can't trust a guy to be able to detect it and tell us about the tam. Even though we have a concept of a kfeil arma, sometimes you give things to a guy who's trained to taste things and he knows he has a sensitive palate, but since it's a tam kolosh, even with a sensitive palate, he might just say, no, this isn't really tam. So this is what the Rashi was probably trying to say. What he probably means to say is the way I heard from Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Willig b'shem Rav Aaron Salvechik b'shem his grandfather, I think, or something like that, somewhere along the line. So that whenever you have machlokes mitzvahs, you could say, no, they agree that there is a certain amount of tam in the gid. The machlokes is that tam halachically called tam, or is it not halachically called tam? I mean, there is some tam kolosh, the Rashba says, but we can't trust the guy to make that determination whether it meets the criteria of what we would halachically refer to as tam. So those are the 2 days in the Rashba. So again, so Rabbi Shimon holds that it's asur b'ana, that ain't a chinami. The gid anasha is going to be asur b'ana. So Tosa says, wait a second. Our Gemara seems to be Tosfos asks that from our Gemara it seems that this Mishnah that it's mutter to send the Yerech Lenachri is dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's only Rabbi Yehuda you're allowed to send the Yerech Lenachri. Frek Tosfos, a kasha we raised yesterday, similar kasha to one we raised yesterday. There is a Gemara Beferish Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf where the Gemara darshins the pasuk Lo Seichanim, and the Gemara says there are three things that we learn from the pasuk Lo Seichanim, three separate Yisurim Darai. One is Lositalam Khania Bakarka, you're not allowed to give a guy Khania Bakarka a place to live in Eretz Yisrael. One is that you're not allowed to Lositalam Khain, you're not allowed to give an unnecessary compliment to Nachri. And the third is Losi Khanim Lositalam Matnas Chinam. And who's the one that says Lositalam Matnas Chinam? Omer Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a guy. So if the whole Mishnah of Mishaleach Yerech Lenachri only works l'fi Rabbi Yehuda and not l'fi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda's the Bala Meimro says that that it's a violation of Lo Seichanim. So how could you send the Yerech to the Yerech of the Behemah to a guy? So we can say, like we said yesterday, Tosfos Mitarets, that maybe the Mishnah's talking about a case where it's Makiro, you have some sort of relationship with him, and if you have some sort of relationship with him, then there's no Isra of Lo Seichanim. The Rashba and the Meiri say a little differently, and this is very major halacha l'maisa. The Rashba and the Meiri say that the isra to give a matnas chinam is only by a guy who's ovid avodah zarah. If he's not an ovid avodah zarah, then there's no isra of matnas chinam. We often have to use that as a sniff lahakel, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really pass in that way, but we use it as a sniff lahakel for many issues relating to lo seichanim. That in addition to the relationship issue and everything else, and all the other kulas we usually are able to come up with, That's how we've often used as a snifla hakel. The Tosfos also raises the kasha from the in our Gemara it seems that the brisa that allows giving get anasha to the guy is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos says Rabbi Yehuda holds maseches chulin that get anasha is asa to a ben noach. So how are you giving a get anasha to a guy? It's lifnei either that he's a the same Rabbi Yehuda again. Both Tosfos kashas based on knowing who the Tanaim are, right? The same Rabbi Yehuda holds that they give anasha is asa to a ben noach. So Tosfos matarates that Rabbi Yehuda dafka asas l'bnei Yaakov. Because meaning the Bnei Noach means you prior to Matan Torah that when Yaakov had the fight with the Malach and says Al Kain, therefore Gid Anasha is Aser until today. So that's talking about any descendants of Yaakov, but not all Bnei Noach. But it doesn't mean Bnei Noach. It just means prior to Matan Torah, it had already the Isra of Gid Anasha was already fully intact. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Viter now. So that was one example of something that says an Isser Achila, and yet it seems to not include an Isser Ana. Now the Gemara gives another example. Example number two. Vere Dam. What about the Isser of Dam? The Isser of eating blood. The Rachmana Amar Kol Nefesh Michem L'Sol Chal Dam. That you're not allowed to eat Dam. So again, according to Chizkia, okay, it doesn't say Lo Yeachel Dam, so I assume Dam is going to be Mutter Ba'ana, and that's going to be fine. But according to Rabbi Avo, that any Lashon of Achila includes an Isser Hana as well, so Dam should be Asser Ba'ana. Yet utnan we have a mishnah elu veil masarvin ba'ama v'yotzel nachal kidron v'nuvcharin leganonin lezevel malinbo, that if the blood that went through the mizbeach, that was poured through the mizbeach, would go out into this nachal kidron, and what would they do with all this blood that was already used, the blood of the korbanos that was already used, that they already poured through the mizbeach? So they would go and they would use it, they would sell it as fertilizer, and it's and it would be a violation of meila prior to the Gizbarim of Hegdish selling it as fertilizer. But bottom line is they're getting hana from it. You're selling it and then using it as fertilizer. So there's clear hana from this dam. Aye, but the Torah says lo sochal, so shouldn't lo sochal include both an Isra Achila and an Isra Hana according to Rabbi Avo? So says no. Shiny dam de iska shlemayim. Dam is different because we dafka associate dam with mayim. Dechsiv lo sochlenu ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. Don't eat it, rather spill it on the ground like water. So we darshan as follows: ma mayim mutarin, avdam mutar. Just like mayim is mutar, so too dam is mutar. Ve'ema k'mayim amasnasim al gabi mizbech. Wait a second. How do you know mayim is mutar? Maybe we're comparing it to the kind of mayim that you're menaseich on the mizbech, which is aser. That's mayim of kachim. So amar bivo k'mayim rov mayim. It means that dam is like most water in the world. Well, midi rov mayim k'siv. It doesn't say that. It just says that dam is like mayim. Who says it's like rov mayim? Elam Ravashi k'mayim anishbachin v'lo k'mayim anisachin. No, it's like the type of mayim that's nishbach ala aretz. That the pasuk does say, not like the kind of mayim that's nisach al gabayam mizbeach. Ve'ema k'mayim anishbachin lifnei avodah zarah. Maybe what it says when dam is like mayim anishbachin, it means the kind of wine that's spilled in front of the kind of water that's spilled in front of avodah zarah, which is asher ba'ana because it's tikrovus avodah zarah. Says Mar Hasam Nami Nisuch Ikri. We don't call water that's poured in front of avodah zarah mayim anishbachin. We call that mayim that's nisuch. It's nesachin. Dechsev yishu yai nesecham. So since that's called nisuch, it's not called nishbach. So the comparison between dam and mayim is between dam and rov mayim, the mayim that is not asur ba'ana. So frankly, Gemara, okay, great. So that explains why Rabbi Avo holds that there's no isra ana in dam, because we compare it to mayim. But ulchizkia lemay hilchse iskish dam lemayim. According to Chizkia, why do we compare dam to, meaning what's the comparison teaching me between dam and mayim? So this we've seen already several times. He uses it to teach us the drasha of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that how do I know that dam kachim is not machshir ochel to be makabel tuma? That dam shenishbach mayim machshir, only the kind of blood that spilled out freely and that we don't try to save or do anything else with, such blood could be makshir food to be mekabel tumah. Other blood is not makshir food to be mekabel tumah. So that drasha we've already seen daf tezayin daf chaf. Good. So that's what Chizkiyah is going to do with the comparison between dam and mayim. Now in the sefer Isser v'Heter Ha'aruch, he writes that dam that's nis'ariv b'mayim, if you have blood that's mixed together with water, there's no isra of achilas dam on such blood. The whole isra d'oraisa of achilas dam is pure blood. But if blood is mixed with water, there's no isra of achilas dam because the dam is not roi l'akrav al gabei mizbech. Only pure blood is nikrav al gabei mizbech, not blood that's mixed with water. Any dam that's not roi l'akrav has no isra achilas dam in the Torah. Asks the minchas chinuch, mitzvah kuf mem ches ozvav. He says it's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says that when the dam goes out, la'ama, it gets mixed in with the water. Zevazeh, the mixture of dam and mayim that goes out to Nachal Kidron, what do? They sell it. So, and nevertheless, the Gemara asks, why is it mutar ba? No, it's asr ba'achila. What do you mean it's asr ba'achila? According to this Avatar, it's not asr ba'achila. It's already mixed with mayim. So it's not going to be asr ba'achila. So ask Minchas Chinuch, this Avatar is beferish against our sugya. So Minchas Chinuch is mitarets that in our sugya must hold like the Shitos in Menachos, that dam shebishlu, that if you cook dam, it's still asr ba'achila min haTorah. And according to those Shitos, dam that gets mixed with mayim is also asr min haTorah. Meaning the isr v'heter is assuming like those Shitos that hold that if dam that's cooked is mutter min haTorah, because dam that, for the same reason, dam that's cooked is not roi l'mizbeach anymore. So any dam that's not roi l'mizbeach, if you hold like that sheet of the dam shebishlo is not including the isra d'oraisa of achilas dam, so you can hold that dam that's mixed with mayim is not including the isra. But our sugi is going like the other sheeta in the Gemara Menachos and Daf Chaf Aleph that says that dam that's cooked is still asr b'achila. So obviously that sheeta holds that even dam that's not roi l'mizbeach anymore is still asr b'achila. So dam that gets mixed with water is also going to be asr b'achila. Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuvas Halachah Shlomo gives a different teretz in Siman Kuf Lamed. He says that the isr v'heter is only said that when the isr v'heter says this idea that dam that gets mixed with mayim is not going to be asr b'achila, that's only by dam that right away, as soon as it leaves the animal's body, becomes mixed with mayim. It never had a moment where it had the isr of achilas dam. Prior to leaving the basar, it was dam evarim shelo pirish. So that's not considered dam. After it leaves, right away it gets mixed with mayim, so it never had a chalos iser. But dam that was once pure dam, and then was nisariv b'mayim, the iser doesn't go away when it's nisariv b'mayim. The iser of dam, once it's there, the iser doesn't disappear. You would have to use normal halachos of bittel. Once you have a chefs of iser, you have to have normal halachos of bittel. The iser of Hatter's whole vart was that if the water gets mixed in immediately, so the iser is never chal. It never had the character of dam. It never had a shame dam to begin with. Okay, that's the discussion, the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. So says the Gemara further now, a third example of something that's asr ba'achila and yet seems to be mutar ba'anah. So frankly, Gemara v'arei Eivr min achai tichsiv losochal ha'nefesh im ha'basar. By Eivr min achai, it says losochal ha'nefesh im ha'basar, so it says losochal, and therefore, according to Rabbi Avahu, one would anticipate that there should be an Isra Hanah here as well. V'tani Rabbi Nosson Omer, minayin l'shalo yeshadadim kos yayin l'nazir v'evim l'achay l'bnei noach, tamal omar, l'fnei yivir l'sitin mikshal. How do I know that you're not allowed to give a kos yayin to a nazir, or evim l'achay to a ben noach? Because the pasuk says lifnei iver l'asitin michshal, sounds like short of lifnei iver there would be no problem of giving eiver min achai to ben noach. You're allowed to get hanah from eiver min achai. You can feed it to your dog. That's no problem. You just can't give it to a guy because of lifnei iver. V'aleklavim shari, ahaleklavim shari. Implication is mutter to give it to your dog. So it sounds like it's mutter b'hanah. Says Gemara, no. Shaini eiver min achai de iskish l'dam. Eiver min achai is different because we compare eiver min achai to dam. Dechsev rak chazak lebilti achol adam ki adam hu anefesh. Great. Now, according to Chizkia, who already knows that Eivr min achai is mutar ba'anah because it doesn't say lo ye'achel, what does he need the comparison between Eivr min achai and dam for? So amalcha dam hu de'iskish le'Eivr min achai. He says, no, it's not something we learn about Eivr min achai from the comparison to dam. It's something we learn about dam from its comparison to Eivr min achai. And that is as follows. Ma Eivr min achai osir, avdam min achai osir. Just like an Eivr from a living animal's osir, so dam min achai, dam from a living animal's osir. Ve'izeze dam akaza, shai nefesh yotzibo. There's a reference to dam akaza, that it's going to be osir, as dam min achai, just like Eivr min achai would be osir. It's not only dam of a dead animal, it's osir. It's not only din of of melicha that we do on a dead animal. Now there is a Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises the following fascinating question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that there is a machlokas in Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Beis whether the iser of Eiver Menachai is noheg while the animal is still alive. Is that a violation of Eiver Menachai? According to Rebbe, a behema b'chayeha is eino omedus le'evarim, and therefore, if you eat the entire animal b'chayeha, that's not a violation of Eiver Menachai. The violation of Eiver Menachai is you cut the Eiver off of the animal and eat it. But if you eat the entire animal, that's not an Eiver, that's the animal. That's not a violation of Eiver Menachai. Reblazer Rebbe Shimon holds, behema b'chayeha le'evarim omedus, and therefore, if you eat it, you're chayev. So says Rebbe Kiveger, very sharp. If you assume a behema b'chayeh is levareha omedes, that it's already considered Eiver Menachai, which is probably the way we would have assumed, no? That an animal, that you eat a live animal, that's got to be a violation of Eiver Menachai. There's a havamina that Eiver Menachai is asr b'hana. Think about what that means. Every living animal is asr b'hana. You wouldn't be allowed to use an animal to work. You wouldn't be allowed to use an animal to do anything. So that's the havamina, that there's an isra hana from any living animal. What kind of question is this that Eiver Menachai is going to be asr b'hana? So maybe you'll say, So it is. So the Torah makes life a little bit difficult over here. No, but the Torah beferish tells us that Torah says Rabbi Kiveger, lo sachrosh b'shor b'chamor yachtov. You can't do charisha with the shor and chamor together. When they're not together, you can't do charisha with them. You're allowed to work an animal, generally speaking. So there's an what does it mean? There's an iser to do malach with the behemah. Rabbi Kiveger also Torah says Shemos Perich Chafalef Gonev Sharo So Tvacho Mecharo. You chayev to pay dalav. You chayev to pay arba v'chamisha. So if on the mechira, you're. But wait a second. If you sell it, you're getting hana from Eiver Menachai. So you should be chayev malchus. So if you get malchus, then you shouldn't have to pay anything. Because they ain't looking at Mishalman, right? When you have Malkus, you don't have to pay. I mean, the whole kasha is just, it's ridiculous, says Rabbi Kiveger. It can't be that there's an Isra Hana of Eiver Menachai. You wouldn't be allowed to use any animal. So the Achronim work hard to try to figure out how to answer that kasha. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Orchaim Sin Pei Vav, where he says, based on that same sugi in Chulin, that even if you hold Behema B'chaya Le'evarim Omedes, if a person is Mechashev Aleh La'achla, La'achra Shatamas, he intends to eat it, so then it's not B'chayeha Le'evarim. Then there would not be an Isser of Eiver Menachai, meaning there's some limitation on the Isser of Eiver Menachai when the behemah is b'chayeh, when the behemah is still whole. The Chuvus Marsham, though, has a different approach. He says, based on the place here, Ben Snaipshitz writes in the place in Simon Sam Chubez, that even if you hold behemah b'chayeh le'evarim omedes, and it's also from Shem Eiver Menachai, that's only by those evarim that there's no, that the chiyus of the behemah is not tully in those evarim, that they're not critical evarim to keeping the animal alive. So you can say those are omed to be detached and eaten even b'chayeha. But those evarim that if you detach them, the animal will die, like the animal's head, so then it would that would not be included in the Yisra of Eiver Menachai, and therefore you're allowed to be choresh with the behema while it's still alive, even though it has evarim that are asr mishum Eiver Menachai, because the charisha is done mikoach those evarim that are asr, as well as those evarim that are mutter, and zev zagorim is mutter. So it's a zev zagorim on the charisha, so that's his charifa. That's the Marsham's suggestion. Another.
Then the head wouldn't really be Eiver Menachai if you took the head off.
Then it wouldn't be Eiver Menachai. Well, while it's alive, right? If you eat the whole animal, that Eiver wouldn't be. If you bite that off, yeah, Taka, I guess.
Can't you just say that there's Eiver Menachai for each individual limb, but when it's all together, you don't say Eiver Menachai. You don't say that it's Eiver Menachai.
That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas tanaim in chulin, whether you do or don't. Right? That's the example the Gemara gives over there. So that's exactly the machlokas. There is also a discussion over here when it comes to, we said, so Eiver Menachai lebnei Noach. So there's an issur of lifnei iver to give a guy something that's aser, issur of lifnei iver to a guy as well. So it sounds beferish in our Gemara that yes, that there is an issur of lifnei iver. So the Bechor Shar in our sugya asks, why do we have to say two separate Yisurim to give a Yayin L'Nazir, Eiver Menachai L'Bnei Noach? So he suggests that if it only would have said Yayin L'Nazir, we would have said that it's Dafka when you're Machshil a Jew in an Isser, it's Livnei Iver. When you're Machshil a Goy, then it's not Livnei Iver. So the Chiddush is that there is Taka Din of Livnei Iver for Bnei Noach. Why does it have to say Yayin L'Nazir? Just give the example of Eiver Menachai L'Bnei Noach. So the Achronim point out that that's the Chiddush in that is that I'm not a Nazir, so I might think I have no Isser of Lifnei Iver, right? If you understand lifnei that I get a shutfus in the isser that I'm causing him to do, it's ki'ilu I'm doing that isser. Well, I'm allowed to drink wine, so there should be no problem of giving yayin for me to give yayin l'nazir. So that's the chiddush, that it's still an isser of lifnei iver. Now there is actually a machlokas in the poskim whether there is an isser daraisa of lifnei iver to ben noach. The Pnei Yeshua understands our gemara that it's all drabanan, that the isser, even though it says, because it says lifnei iver l'sitin mikshol, it means that on a drabanan level it's considered like lifnei iver l'sitin mikshol. This comes up in the discussions in the poskim. They talk about how a person is a dog owner, let's say. So if you own a dog, you need to be misarisit. The dogs get very aggressive if they don't do some sort of serious. Problem is nisadar raisa, to be misaris an animal. And the question is, and it's also for a guy to do it also. So can you even give it to a non-Jewish vet? So first of all, is he doing your shlichus? That's one problem. And even if he's not, even if he just happens to do it, and you're providing him with the dog to do it on, that's what vets do all day. They're misarius animals. That's their whole job. Is they're misarius animals and they kill animals, right? I think, except for the ones that work in the zoo. They heal animals also. But so that's the whole job is serious. So is that a violation of lifnei iver? It's not so pashut at all that's mutter. It's quite an issue. The Beis Sha'arim also has a tshuva about making a shidduch between a guy. I once got this shayla. Someone in an office had worked at one job, then worked at a different job, and they realized a perfect shidduch. Someone in their old job, someone in the new job. They both happened to be goyim, so they wanted to know: is there an issur of making a shidduch of two bnei Noach? So the Beis Sha'arim discusses: well, is it an issur of lifnei iver of arayos? Because once they're married, so then they have the surim of eshes ish, the surim of arayos. So is it a violation of lifnei iver of arayos? So he also gets into this discussion whether it's whether lifnei iver applies to bnei Noach or not. Says Gemara, fourth example: Vare shara niskal. The Rachman Amar lo yochlos pesaro. Pasuk says lo yochlos pesaro. V'tani mashvah shemar sakol yisakel hasharan yodei ashi nevelo nevela asur b'achila. It already says that. What do you do with a shara niskal? A shara kills a human being. It needs to be stoned. If it's stoned, it's a nevela. So of course you can't eat it. Umat Amar lo yochel. And again over here it's lo yochel. So this both according to Rabbi Avoh and Chizkia should already include an isra na. So magal chalakasu shem shachtu la'achash nigmar dino asur. If you shecht it after the Gemar Din, instead of stoning it, it's still going to be Asr. Eli ala ba'achila ba'hano aminayin, so I will only know from there in Isra Achila, how do I know in Isra Na? Tam lomar, u'bala sharnaki. Bala sharnaki tells me that there's an Isra Na as well. Wait a second, shouldn't lo yeachel have taught me the Isra Na? That's the Gemara's kasha. But first the Gemara says, my mashma, where do you see from bala sharnaki that it's an Isra Na? So Shem ben Zom omer kadam shomer lechavero, yatsa ploni naki min chasav. It's like a person says to his friend, this guy is naki min chasav, he's cleaned out, he's totally wiped clean of all of his possessions. Vein lo be'em anah shel klum, and therefore he gets no anah from them. Time the kasu bala sharnaki, di ima lo yeachel, israchil mashma, israchil lo mashma. But the implication is that the words lo yeachel alone only would have meant an israchil, not an israna. Says Marno, li'olam lo yeachel israchil v'israna mashma. Lo yeachel means both. U bala sharnaki lanos orohu da'asa. Bala sharnaki comes to tell me that you're not allowed to even get anah from the hide of the animal. For the bus of the animal, that's included in lo yeachel. V'isrich. I might have thought lo yechel only includes the basar, but the hide you're allowed to get anah from. Kamash mulan. That's why I need a balash arnaki. Ulahanach tanai demachkile lahay kral lejosh arachina lechatzi kofel l'dmei vados hanos or minaluhu. What if you already use ubalash arnaki to teach us some other drasha like the sugya and baba kama does and daf memalef membeis and baba kama learns the other drashas from the pasuk of balash arnaki? So then where are you going to know that you're not allowed to get anah from the or of the shor in his skull? So nafgulume es bisaro. Es hatafel bisaro. The word es teaches us that which is tafel to the basar. V'idach es lo darshan. The other shita would say, no, we don't darshan any s in the Torah. So says the Gemara, kidetanya, we have this machlokas about whether to darshan s in the following famous brisa. Shimon amsuni varmila nechemia amsuni yoyidorish kol esim shabbat Torah. One of them would darshan every s in the Torah. Kivin shegia le es Hashem elkecha tira, pirish. As soon as he got to es Hashem elkecha tira, he said, can't darshan anymore. There's nothing to darshan. Amr lo tamidav rebbe kol esim shadrashan matei alein. What are you going to do with every other S that you dash in your whole life's work. You're writing a PhD thesis on what to do with every single S in the Torah. Now it's all going to be gone. Amalem k'shem shekibalt ischar al adrisha, kach ani mekabel ischar al prisha. Just like I get schar for being dorish every S in the Torah, so too I get schar for being porish from darshaning. Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva v'darash, until Rabbi Akiva saved the drasha. Rabbi Akiva came and darshaned, es Hashem elokecha tira l'rabos tamidei chachamim, that there's a din of tira of yiras tamidei chachamim as well, and that's what he darshaned from the word S. So you see, when Rabbi Akiva darshans the S, so he would hold that S by the basar of Ashara Niskal could be darshan to teach S hatafel basar, the R as well. So this, all the Rishonim have a difficult time understanding, why is it only S Hashem Elokecha Tira that he had a problem with? And they go through various other S's that we have in the Torah that they could have also had a problem. V'ahavta S Hashem Elokecha. Why is that okay? Okay, that's Ava, that's not Yira. So maybe Ava, because we do have mitzvah V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha. But there are other S'im also that they raise issues with that also relate to Leman Tira Es Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk in Devarim Perek Vav, not this week's parasha, next week's parasha. Leman Tira Es Hashem Elokecha. Why wasn't that a problem? But one interesting maramakum that we can close with over here, the Sefer Rokeach says that the din that the Gemara Maseches Brachos teaches us, the Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Vav says that when you bench at somebody's house, you have a chiyuv to be mevarich the balabayis. There's a special bracha, yiratzon shleivos balabayis vol nazev lo yikolim lo maba. It used to not be printed in any benches. Now they started printing them in benches again. So that's something that a noreach is supposed to say. Where do we learn that chiyuv from? So there's a Tosefta, the Rokeach quotes, and the other Achorim quote this from a Yerushalmi, even though it's not clear if we have this in our Yerushalmi. It says, v'achalta v'savatu v'irachta es Hashem Elokecha. V'erachta, what's the S, Hashem Elokecha? To be mevarich the balabayis as well. So there's a big discussion why the Mishnah Berurah talks about. Why do we not do that? Why do so many people neglect to do that? So some of the Achronim suggest that the chiyuv is only on the one who is given the kavod of being motzi everyone in Birch Samazon, of benching for everybody. Nowadays, we don't do that anymore. Everyone benches on their own. So you can take it in two directions. You can say, okay, so there's no chiyuv because you weren't given any special kavod. Or you could say, everybody's got the chiyuv. If everybody's benching, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Everybody should say the special bracha for the balabais. Okay, stop there.